Okay, so what up, guys? This is IVG podcast number 13. I'm Nash.
I'm Sam.
I'm a creep. Oh, yeah, sorry, Rishi. Milo, aka Rock Band, whatever, yeah. Yeah, that dude.
So as you can see, we've got a guest star with us this podcast. And in fact, this time's podcast is going to be one crazy-ass podcast because we got tons of stuff to talk about. Yeah. And we also have a contest for you, for which we've tied up with Take-Two and Express to get you guys the Bioshock 2 contest, by which you stand to win 2 copies of the game and a limited edition of the game, all on PC, right?
Yep, all on PC. Right.
So all you have to do to win these is answer 3 simple questions. We're going to ask you at regular intervals throughout the podcast, you know, so that you guys listen to the whole podcast. And the first question is, where does Bioshock 2 take place?
Yeah, that wasn't so hard.
Simple enough.
Not
right?
Hard at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not at all. So the next question is going to come really soon, and probably Rishi or Sam's going to drop the second question. But now we're going to go straight into news. And what's hot, dude? What's hot, Sam?
Dude, Infinity Ward, dude. Infinity Ward is going up in flames.
Pwned.
Yes, that's fucked up, dude.
COD is over, dude. It's
so
the end.
Let me get this straight. Infinity Ward is still there. Only Jason West and this other dude, whose name I forgot, have been sacked, right? But the team is there as such, still, with Activision.
See, they're only there as long as they release the DLCs. After that, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I got to agree with Sam on that.
They're under contract to finish the DLC for Modern Warfare 2, and then, as you guys know, they already have a new studio in place to work on COD in the future, like they announced today itself.
Sledgehammer,
yeah.
The guys behind Dead Space, basically.
No, not the guy behind Dead Space. I mean, there are some other guys who are behind Dead Space.
Yeah, Glenn Schofield.
Yeah.
Basically.
Is the new COD game going to be an action adventure like Dead Space? Is that what they're trying to say?
I think what they have this year is the Treyarch convention will be the Vietnam War or whatever, like they've already announced. And then we don't know, because apparently Infinity Ward's contract to make COD, you know, apparently Activision's contract with COD ends in October. Which means that after that, the IP is entirely Infinity Ward's.
Yeah, but then again, would it be a scenario where Infinity Ward makes games for them like how Bungie does for Halo? I mean, for Microsoft. Or what's the scenario, man? What'll happen next?
Dude, I don't know. It's very vague right now, dude. But
I mean, and if you notice, that guy's LinkedIn profile says he's quit. I mean, his Facebook profile says he's drinking.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The way I look at it, it's something nasty must have happened. So,
Do you think
the franchise will survive?
In fact, they've been like fighting with Activision ever since they bought them, because they wanted to basically leave the World War II scenario after the very first game, which Activision didn't want. So they basically had to fight with Activision for every single game. So,
and ironically, there's still not been some news stories are telling me that Infinity Ward hasn't received a buck out of all the money Activision made over Modern Warfare 2. I'm sure that pissed the fuck out of them also.
That's possible, but I mean, come on, man, you're working for Activision. What do you guys think?
It's like what happened with GTA 4. Remember when GTA 4 made a lot of money?
Yeah.
The guy who played
the voice actor, yeah.
It's like, dude, we didn't get no money, and now, bam, niggas now got a job, dude.
No, but that is different, because that's a salary that he gets
exactly,
paid.
Exactly, that's a salary thing.
This is a royalty-based revenue thing for them, so they should have got paid, dude.
No doubt, but Activision, dude, the bitches, what are you going to do about it?
Seriously.
So basically, we still have a COD to look forward to by Treyarch this year. Is that it?
Yeah. And beyond that, you have plans to have a COD action adventure game, and you have plans to expand into possibly an MMO. They want to target Asia with COD somehow. I don't know how that's going to work out, but it's pretty much the end of COD as we know it, I think.
But I don't know. It's kind of stupid. How can you target Asia with a franchise which half of the games are fighting with Asians? If you look at World at War, their entire level is based in Japan. So, dude.
I don't know what they're going to do, because the whole market that they want to target is mostly an RTS market, right? They get play StarCraft and shit.
Yeah, RTS and MMO. But
yeah,
I don't know.
So how do you bring a COD into that? I just don't get it.
And if they don't have the COD franchise name, what are you going to sell it as?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are they making an MMO COD in the first place, man? They should just keep
No, it's not necessarily an MMO. They're saying that they're targeting the multiplayer audience in Asia. So they haven't said it's going to be an MMO. But that's the logical conclusion.
But actually, it could be an MMO FPS, like what they're planning with Huxley. It sounds like a very truth idea anyhow, so I'm sure it's going to bomb.
Yeah.
So anyway, also, dude, I heard that the budget that went down recently is going to affect games, so So what's happening that you said you spoke to some guys about it also?
Yeah,
right?
I spoke to Express and I spoke to Worldwide, who both distribute a lot of PC games, and the hope was that the government has reduced import duty on masters. So basically, the guys who manufacture games here, we thought that the pricing would be affected, but as it turns out, the cost of manufacturing games is so low in India that it's not going to affect at all.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not going to affect much. Even on, I mean, most as is, you look at it, most of the stuff's imported anyway. So I don't think it's going to affect anything. Whoever wrote that article for the TOI and DNA is probably smoking up, man. Because yeah, it's not going to affect much.
So what about hardware? Hardware is not affected at all.
Neither. In fact, if you think about it, hardware is, I mean, if you compare the price to the UK or the Middle East, we're still pretty good. So,
and in fact, it's so cheap to manufacture in India that for Express they don't even bother, because they just import the games anyways, because the cost is almost the same whether you import the disc on spindles or you manufacture it here.
Yep.
So
and speaking of hardware, didn't like the PS3 just get fucked last week, dude?
Yeah. Dude.
Oh yes.
Not last week. It was like 2 days ago, right?
Oh, 2 days ago. My bad. Yeah. So, dude, what exactly happened? I never got it because, you know.
Okay, so basically the PS3 has an internal clock. So the chip in that, or whatever they have, whatever chip they have in that, basically there was a flaw in that, which thought that this was a leap year.
Yeah, it was basically like it's the like the Y2K bug, except in 2K10.
Yeah, so, and in March instead of in January.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
basically, instead of going to March 1, it went to December 31st, 99.
Yeah, some cases 2001 also. 2004.
Yeah.
And it really screwed up a lot of things. I mean, there are some guys on the forums who I read who lost their IDs, who lost their save files, who lost almost everything on the system. So.
Yeah, because basically everything is tied to dates somehow, to trophies and everything. So basically, when the date went that far back, everything just kind of.
But now everything's all good.
Yeah, so what happened is the moment it went to 2nd March, it just came back on, you know, like automatically.
Yeah, but so it's quite scary, man. There's a guy I know who like lost all his Demon Souls save files. He thought he lost all his Demon Souls save files. Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Weird. It was weird.
Very weird.
So anyway, that's behind all of us now, hopefully. Yeah. Okay, so Sam, dude, I even heard that they've announced a new test drive Unlimited game, right? Today.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, today.
Okay, so can you tell us something about
it? Looks pretty interesting. I mean, I played the first game on the Xbox, and it was actually the first game I played on the Xbox that had, I mean, the first non-shooter on Xbox that had a really popular online community. And it was kind of cool to play like this game where you're playing on your own, but you have all these other guys from all over the world driving in the same world as you. So it was a fun game, and they're kind of expanding the whole scope of the game in the sequel also, because they have this time around they're going to have damage, they're going to have dynamic weather. Apparently, they have off-road racing as well.
Sam, so, who's the studio behind it?
This is the Eden Games, same guys.
Oh, nice.
Cool. So that's something I'm sure you're really looking forward to that, right?
I'm looking
forward
to
it. Yeah, Sam, racing game and stuff, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Okay, so now I think it's time for the second question. Sam, do you want to tell them the second question?
Okay, second question for the contest is, whom do you play as in Bioshock 2?
Banjo, dude, that is some tough shit, dude.
Then what?
My head exploded. I don't know how are we going to answer that, man?
That was a flawlessly delivered question, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking respect, nigga. Alright. Oh, so right. Now that we're done with that, so now can we talk about the chunk of the podcast? And that is why your wallet is going to explode this month, dude.
It's going to implode, dude. It's not going to
explode. Confirmed.
And it's going to fuck you up from all sides. So we're going to talk about the games of March. So, yo, Milo, why don't you tell us what you're looking forward to, man, since you're like the guest and shit.
Dude, Final Fantasy 13, man. that and Dragon Age Origins, and to an extent CNC4, and yeah, maybe RE5 Gold, but
dude,
mainly
dude.
FF13. Dude,
where's the love, dude? Where's the love for God of War, dude?
I think I'm the only guy in my office who's not going to pick that game up day one, dude.
I think you're the only guy on this planet who's going to pick game up day one, dude.
Dude, what's the big deal? Let's face it, Kratos is Destiny's bitch. I mean, think about it, man. Oh,
dude,
my God.
I thought Jay-Z is Destiny's bitch. What?
That too, dude. I don't know, man. It just seems like boo-hoo-hoo. I killed my family. I can't do anything else. You can turn back time, bring him back, right? I mean, I don't know, man. It just seems...
Kratos doesn't want his fucking family, dude. He's got so much hate, he kills everyone that comes in his way, dude.
So he's basically an evolved emo kid?
He's not evolved. He's a tough guy. He's not evolved, dude. Do you see the way he stabs at the harpies, dude?
That's what I'm saying, dude. I mean, Yeah, I don't know, man. It's not Final Fantasy, so yeah.
So, speaking of Final Fantasy, dude, I have a genuinely legit question, okay?
Go for it.
Okay, now, I'm a noob at JRPGs, okay, so, but I want to know, would I be able to pick this game up and play it, and maybe even have a good time with it?
Yeah, I think you would, because the combat is very...
Is it real time?
It's real time. It plays a lot. I mean, to be honest, when I played the demo, I found the combat more in line with the DMC than an actual FF game, which is pretty sweet.
Is it going to be a lot like Advent Children, you know, the similarity?
Yes. If you actually think about it, the way the action flows is a lot like Advent Children. In fact, I think they use Advent Children as a test bed for the animations in a way. It seems that way. When I watched Advent Children like on Blu-ray and after playing the demo, there was a lot of similarities in terms of animation. So yeah, man, it'll be smooth. And to be honest, it'll probably be the most fast-paced FF game to date. So.
You know, and I don't mean to ask like a stupid ass N4G kind of question, but you know, like honestly speaking, what do you think is going to be better, the 360 or the PS3? Are they going to be the same?
Well, I don't know. Early reports say 360 has 576p, which is as good as SD resolution, and PS3 has native 720p in gameplay and full HD 1080p in cutscenes. So they say the PS3 version is going to be better. And the demo I played was PS3, which was flawlessly good. I mean, even in terms of art direction, graphics, it was fantastic. So, I mean, the way it seems to me is it seems to be better on the PS3, but we'll have to wait and see. Embargo drops, I think, on that on March 5th, so we'll get a better idea by then. But dude, I'm getting it on both formats. So.
Isn't the real issue with the game the linear progression of it and the story and all? Because that's the biggest issue for everyone, right?
That is an issue for quite a few people, but I don't know. There are conflicting reports on that. Few people are like, yeah, it's quite linear. A few early reviews were like, it's very linear. But then a few impressions from the Western press, like the guys at Detoid, they're like, yeah, it opens up quite a bit towards the end. But I don't see it being a problem considering the last, at least to my mind, the last really good one was FF10. So, and that was quite linear too. So I don't see it being too much of an issue. And it's Final Fantasy, so let's see.
All right.
Okay, cool. So Sam, are you going to play Final Fantasy?
I might, but not this month, dude. Not this month. No way this month.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to the most?
Okay, first of all, is Battlefield I'm looking forward to.
That too, no doubt.
I still play Heavy Rain, dude.
For sure, that too.
I'm so angry, dude.
Games of Feb, by the way. Anyway.
Okay, so Battlefield, there's Yakuza 3, which I want to play, but that again, I won't be able to play this month. I'll probably play it.
One sec, dude. Did you try the demo of Yakuza 3?
No, I didn't.
Hey, the demo's out?
It's on PSN, dude, ages back. Nice. But I tried the demo, and the thing is that I'm cool with the gameplay, because that feels pretty much the same as Yakuza 1 and 2. But, dude, the game looks fucking shitty, dude. It looks downright ugly.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it looks like a PS2 game. And I don't understand what the fuck is all about. So, I don't know. But anyway, they say, you know, Yakuza 3, more gameplay, graphics, blah, blah, blah. So, let's see, man.
But, I don't know, is looking like a PS2 game excusable? What do you think?
I think it's fuck all, dude. I really don't think it's excusable for the simple reason that, dude, all said and done, people hated GTA 4, but, dude, the city was fucking tits, dude. I mean, it looked good. And there was a lot of stuff. I mean, there wasn't a lot of stuff to do, but a good-looking city. Dude, Japan looks like cutouts, dude. I mean, like, I can see in the distance. I'm just seeing, like, neon cutouts and shit, man. First of all, the draw distance is crappy. Okay, it may be authentic and all, but it just feels very, very, like, first-generation PlayStation kind of game, you know?
Ouch.
So,
That's off my list.
No, I'm still getting it, though. It sounds interesting enough.
Yeah, I'm saying the story is pretty fleshed out, man. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
for sure. So what else, dude? Are you going to play Assassin's Creed on the PC?
Probably, but also not now, because there's too much to play in March. So I'll probably get that later, though.
All right.
Then there's, of course, Dragon Age Awakening, which I want to play this month itself, but I have to get a PS3 version for that.
That's pretty ironic. Sam picking up an RPG.
Yeah, dude.
Yay, respect.
I love Dragon Age.
I'm proud of you, Sam.
Thank you.
Nice.
It's out the same day as God of War, so.
Yeah, but it's not coming on PS3, though, right? Because I played Origins on PS3, so I'm kind of fucked that way.
So what, the DLC only coming out for the PC and Xbox?
In India, it's coming only on PC, though, so I'll have to probably import it if I want to play it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fucked up.
Or play the game all over again on PC, which I don't have the time for. 50
years. Real men play on PC, Sam. Do it.
Okay.
So, dude, so you're not looking forward to Metro 2033?
No, dude.
Why really? Not? It seems interesting.
So much hate, dude. It seems pretty cool. In fact, it seems like what Stalker should have been to me.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I feel.
Exactly,
like,
dude.
Nice, polished version
of there's no hate for the game. I'm just indifferent towards it. I mean, it doesn't appeal to me at all. I don't know. For some reason.
It seems interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But there's other stuff I have no interested in. There's God of War 3, of course.
Like,
there is Just Cause 2.
Dude, Just Cause 2 is going to be the fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, dude. No doubt.
I don't know. So that's it. Bionic Commando 2, but okay.
Dude, Bionic Commando 2 was like nothing like it, dude. Besides that, there's no similarity, dude.
I hope so, man.
I got two major worries about Just Cause 2. One is the AI seems like fucking dense, but you know, I just hope it doesn't make it feel very stupid. And secondly, dude, I just hope this gameplay doesn't get repetitive and pakaing after a while, dude.
Yeah.
This mission structure, you know, from some of the previews I've read, they say it's still a very linear game, even though it's open world. Because, you got to go here, do this, do that, like GTA 4.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
Maybe that may get a little pakaing. But actually, I'm also kind of looking forward to episodes from Liberty City on the PC, if that does happen this month.
Oh, yeah. Just for the mods, man. Yeah, it should be.
It may not happen this month because you never know, right? The PC versions get delayed a bit, especially for expensive games because they have to package them here. So the date is March 30th, so I'm guessing it'll get pushed to early April.
So what Noah's looking forward to, Prison Break the Conspiracy, or?
that is the most pointless game ever, dude, because the show is over now. No one gives a fuck about it anymore.
Yeah, dude, you don't even play as any of the main characters. You play as some other chooth, man, who goes to infiltrate the jail. Like, what the fuck, dude?
When is this out?
Sometime in March, and it's by Deep Silver, by the way. So.
Oh, Deep Silver, yeah, but who's bringing them in? I mean, I don't think any.
Who's the publisher?
No clue, dude.
Why bringing it up then if you've not done a research, dude?
I don't know, my bad, dude. But I'm not going to pick it up. So, dude, it's definitely, I don't think it's going to come to India. I don't think it's coming here. And, you know, I really don't give a fuck because March, as you can see, has a lot of games already, man.
Yeah, so what are your games, dude?
Plus, dude, no, dude, you guys just mentioned the games I want to play. Like, dude, once I get God of War 3, I think I'm going to lock myself in my house for like 2-3 days, dude. That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah,
and play BFBC with all my PC homies, you know what I'm saying?
You already got the game, right?
She love going out. Dude, it's sitting on my fucking Steam account.
Yeah.
100% preloaded, bro. I gotta wait till Friday, dude.
Yeah, it's just a day, man. Chill, you'll be
hey,
fine.
Also, dude, there are quite a few RTSs coming out this month, right? The Supreme
Commander. Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, there's Supreme Commander 2, Command & Conquer 4, which is looking pretty badass, yeah?
Command & Conquer, yeah?
Yeah, it's looking pretty sweet. And
there's even that Dawn of War...
expansion. Chaos Rising, I think.
Which, by the way, is being sold along with Saints Row 2 on Steam. You pick that game up, you get Saints Row 2 free.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, on Steam. But no, it's not nice, because Saints Row 2 is like the worst fucking port on the planet. Stay the fuck away.
But, I mean, free is good, yeah. I mean, who doesn't want free? So, I think I should check it.
So, I think, is that about it? Are we missing any other games? Are there any other games coming out in March?
Not really, dude. Oh, there's some, like, crappy stuff which no one cares about, like Fat Princess, Fistful of Cake.
all said and done, it's got a sweet name, man.
Yeah, the name is nice. There's MotoGP coming, dude.
Dude, Capcom have all my money.
I'm
going to
kill that game, dude.
After they priced Dark Void at that price, how are they living with themselves, dude? How the fuck are they living with themselves, man? Seriously, dude. But okay.
Dude, Milo, what about Dissonance of Fate, dude? You're gonna
buy that? Yeah, I have totally forgot that. I'm gonna pick that up, man. Same guys who made Star Ocean. So it's looking pretty sweet. I mean, early previews are pretty good. I mean, Eurogamer gave a pretty good preview. A few other guys gave a preview. So I don't know, let's see. That's March 26th, yeah. So, I mean,
probably that get pushed back as well, right?
I don't think it'll get pushed back.
It's Square Enix, right, or Sega? What is it, Sega?
Sega. I don't think it'll be pushed back. Sega's been, I mean, every release they've had this year has been on time or at least before time. So, I don't see this being pushed back. It'll come. So,
this is
an RPG with guns. So, a JRPG with guns.
Alright. So, I think if we are done with the news and we're done with the feature, we can actually move on to the final segment of the podcast, which is going to be our review of the podcast, which is
Bioshock 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
Only you played the game out of all three of us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but see, I have played the game. But, you know, technically you guys have played the game as well because Bioshock 2 is pretty much like Bioshock 1.
Yeah.
I mean,
I played only the first hour, so I can't...
Not the best part of the game because, like you've seen, the game takes some time to pick up and initially you'll be filled with kind of hate and shit, like, what the fuck am I playing? This game feels a lot like Bioshock 1. It's too similar. Yeah, it takes place in... Dash, because I'm not going to give that away. You know what I'm saying?
Well, nicely done, dude.
You see what I did there? So, So, you know, and the thing is that you actually do play as a dash in this game. But then, you know, so now what that basically means is that you actually can dual wield a plasmid and a weapon, as opposed to the first game where you had to switch between each other, you know.
Yeah.
So this kind of opens up a lot of new gameplay elements. Plus you got like real cool shit, like, you know, you have got like these turrets which you can deploy and stuff like that. So once you actually get into the game, it gets interesting, no doubt. But you got to slug through the first maybe an hour or two, which takes a bit of time to get, you know, hold of. The worst part about the game, which I honestly felt, was the multiplayer, dude. Very tacky, very sloppy, and it just felt tacked on just for the fuck of it, you know.
But I don't get it. Wasn't that developed by a separate studio altogether?
It was actually made by the guys who made Unreal Tournament 2004 or 2000. I'm not too sure. It's by the guys who made Dark Sector.
So
which is kind of stupid, because, you know, Boston concentrated on the single player. These guys had all the resources to concentrate on the multiplayer, and it is nothing good, dude. It's nothing what you'd expect of a nice, you know, game with persistent unlocks and all that shit. I mean, killing people, winning games gets you XP and all that jazz, but unlocks are pretty whatever. Plus, for some reason, dude, the ping is so bad on any server you join. It's fucking terrible, dude.
This is on PC, right?
At least for the PC version, yeah. Okay. Yeah, for the PC version. In fact, I tried playing the game with a few guys. Like, I think Spin had the game, or I'm not too sure. And, dude, we got, like, terrible, terrible, terrible pings, dude.
Ouch.
Like, you know, there's so much bullet lag. You fire a bullet shot, dude, after, like, 2-3 seconds, the bullet, you know, actually registers and stuff like that. And this is, like, I mean, it sounds good on paper, you know, like, you know, zapping your friends or your enemies or whatever, shooting them, humiliating them. But, dude, it's just very sloppy. It's not done too well, dude.
Ouch. Yeah. But, I mean, single player is worth it, but you don't recommend the multiplayer at all.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, I like the single player. Like I said, it took some time to pick up. You know, I mean, since I'm back in Dash, I thought, you know, it's going to be boring and stuff like that, because I've pretty much been there. But I got to give it up to them, because, dude, there's not one location repeated from BioShock.
Not even the old restaurant.
It's kind of cool because, you know, So it's kind of cool because it's familiar, but at the same time, it's new. You know what I'm saying? What is repeated, though, a lot of the levels from the first game are repeated in multiplayer. They've become multiplayer levels now.
Okay,
so they've recycled it in a cool enough way, but like I said, multiplayer is just fundamentally weak, as opposed to something like, you know, BFBC2 or Modern Warfare 2. So it just feels like what the fuck ever kind of thing. But okay. I would definitely recommend picking up for the single player, for sure.
Just a question on single player. The first game had a fantastic theme. It had the whole Ayn Rand theme going for it. And it had these pretty neat philosophical undertones and stuff. Does anything of that happen in the second game? Do you have a character as compelling as an Andrew Ryan?
The main villain basically in this game, I don't think Dash is as compelling as Andrew Ryan. In fact, I kind of found the story a bit boring for the simple reason, like, you know, more than the philosophies for me in the first game was the fact that you're discovering a place where the shit hit the fan, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's cool. So, you know, reading journals, listening to diaries, you actually slowly, slowly got to know what went down here, why people got fucked up, why they started juicing up on plasmids and shit like that. All that novelty was lost for me in the second game, because I already knew what happened. And this game takes place 10 years after the first game. So part of that novelty was lost. But yes, you know, there are a few, you know, this whole philosophical crap is there in it, but it's not as powerful as it was in the first game.
Damn.
All right.
But dude, trust me. You will like the game. Like I said, you just hang on to it. I think in Sam, move past the part where he didn't like it, because, you know, he was like, dude, this game kind of sucks and all that shit. But now he's like, it's not all that bad, right?
Dude, I'm still stuck there, dude, honestly.
Okay, so Sam's on the fence right now, but
yeah.
Like, see, I'll tell you this way. See, the PC version is being sold for $699, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know.
That's a no-brainer, dude. You gotta pick it up at that price.
Plus, it's got achievements, so, like, dude, seriously.
Ah.
Dude, seriously?
Is game for Windows Live, nigga?
Sweet, because I've got my 360 LE.
I've said the N-word a lot. I hope it doesn't offend people, dude. You know, just like, people are a little sensitive and shit nowadays. So, anyway. No, but dude, on the it is 2599, right? Or 2499 for the console.
2499.
So at that price, you may want to consider it, you know, if you're not too confident of what you're seeing so far. But dude, on the PC, it looks awesome. It plays well. It's a solid shooter at the end of the day.
So give it a score, dude, on 10.
Yeah.
I would give
wait,
it.
Wait, before that, important question. How does it run on most PCs? Do you need to have a kick-ass
like,
rig?
Well, you don't have to have like the best rig on the planet. Like, I have a GTX 280 right now. So it ran pretty smooth on my rig with everything pretty much maxed out, except for like anti-aliasing and shadows, which I don't max out because shadows kind of kill my system kind of thing, you know. But otherwise, yeah, it runs pretty smooth. Only there were a few slowdowns during the time when I had to actually encounter two dashes at the same time. That was pretty intense.
I'm confused.
Yeah, dude, come on, dude. I can't give it up. You know, I can't hear the answer.
Yeah, cool.
So what's the score?
No, okay, so the score, I'm going to tell you after Sam tells us the last question. What up?
Dude, that's now it's Milo's turn for the question.
So, the final question is, unfortunately, whom do the dash Big Daddies protect? Rather, whom do the Big Daddies protect?
There you go. And to answer your previous question, I would give this game an 8 on 10.
That's good enough, dude.
That's pretty solid, man, for a sequel.
For sure, dude, for sure.
Okay, now for the question. Now, to answer them, you need to go to indianvideogamer.com/Bioshock2. And there you can enter your answers and then...
How's this going to be? Is it going to be first come first or is it going to be lucky draw or what?
Lucky draw.
Okay, when does the contest end, dude?
You'll see it on the contest page.
Okay, Milo, dude, please tell us what's there in the special edition, because I don't think a lot of the guys know what's there in
dude,
the special edition.
It's pretty fantastic, man. You get this cool Rapture vinyl, which actually is an actual vinyl you can play in a old record player. You get
nice.
A few Art Deco posters of vintage Rapture ads. You get the art book as well. So it's pretty neat. Especially the packaging is fantastic. It looks huge. Let's face it, man. Where CE stand this generation, the guys at Take-Two have taken the cake, man.
Right, no figurines this time.
No figurines, but heck, dude, the vinyl in itself is a fantastic addition.
That's a good idea.
And come on, man, how many times can you do a figurine? You did it for the first game, for the most, and you play the Big Daddy this time. So I mean, why would you want
to? Dude,
it's cool though.
Yeah. Okay then.
Okay. That's about it, right?
So I guess that's about it for this time's podcast. I hope we've not gone on for too long, man. But you know, there was three of us, so we're doing this after a long time, blah, blah, blah. So we hope you guys like this time podcast, and I'm Nash signing off.
See you guys.
See ya.
You have to listen to the whole fucking podcast. What up?
Yeah.
So the first question is, where does Rapture take place?
Oh, fuck.
Shit, that was my bad. That was so my bad, dude. I hope this is going to get edited. Sorry. Where does Bioshock 2 take place?
You got to redo that shit, dude.
Shit, that's my bad, man. That is so my bad.